I was actually very proud of the way the guys have gone through this stretch of time, and I congratulated them not only on winning, obviously, but, you know, on coming to work and on applying themselves and preparing and then being frustrated and coming back in and doing the exact same thing and making an outstanding effort. I thought they have done that for week in and week out. I was never really concerned about the effort part of it. So I told our team that that's what I was most proud of. It's very nice to win, very nice to, again, have that kind of feeling. And I just told the team, I said, we're going to smile, we're going to enjoy this. And the way that we went about it was good. We had a good first half. We came out in the second half knowing that we had not put three quarters or four quarters together, depending on which week you want to talk about. And that was the most important thing that we do. And I thought we did accomplish that. I thought we did some things in the second half that kind of got us over that hump as well. Our defense had an opportunity to play extensively in that second half. The offense pretty much in the first half. We did score some points, which was a good thing. Our defense scored a touchdown for us, which was very good. And, you know, I wasn't very pleased with the way we intercepted a ball, ran in the end zone, had the issue with the quarterback and that type of thing. And I think, honestly, DeMontre did think he was blocking the quarterback. But there's a fine stipulation there whether the quarterback is actually trying to get involved in the play or not. So that's something we have to learn from. We did play hard. I don't know what the numbers are or anything. I don't know what the stats are defensively. We did get some pressure on the quarterback today.
Did the celebration by roll and the high-stepping by Kamari, did that bother you at all?
Did I just say that, or what did I just get done saying? I wasn't pleased with that part of it. That bothered me, yeah. That did.
Tom, did you say anything to DeMontre, and that's about it, obviously?
I did. I did speak to him as he came off the field because I really do believe he's not aware.
Tom, is it more relief when you win after losing so much, or is it more just joy?
It's no, it's I don't want to use that word relief. I think we work hard for the outcome. We didn't get it. We finally got a win after many weeks of starving, and we feel good about that. We're gonna be joyous, and we're gonna smile a little bit about the win before we get started on Washington. Probably about 10 minutes from now.
Coach, a pretty strong game for your special teams. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I think the first half we definitely demonstrated some field position by virtue of our punt return. And, you know, we were pretty solid throughout. Our field goal kicker had a 52-yarder, which was that's a good distance for us. And I was pleased to see that. But special teams did play well.
I'm sure last week's halftime lead was on your mind and a lot of minds during this halftime. Did you address that specifically?
I certainly did. At halftime, I had an occasion to mention that, yeah.
Do you think it actually helps when you do that to have that experience? I mean, obviously you don't want that experience, but to have that, maybe it drives your point home more with the guys because of what happened last week?
I'd rather use it without that example. Thanks for reminding me. But, no, I wouldn't. I don't. We don't need that to apply it. In our case, obviously, it was there, and that's what you zoom in on.
Tom, your backup quarterback didn't complete a pass today, Odell Beckham. Can you talk about, I mean, you know, you're just trying to do everything you can to get him the ball, I guess, or throw him the ball, run with it, catch it.
Well, you saw many opportunities in the first half, and even the opportunity for him to throw the reverse pass. So, no question. You know, if we can design something that will help us, then we're going to do that.
He had double-digit touches in the first half alone. I mean, how much is he, you know, becoming even better than with the first the last time you guys won was the first game he played. How much has he sort of grown in that time period?
Well, he's definitely grown. He's improved. He understands more. But again, I'll refer back to that. Without much practice, he was ready to go. He was mentally ready to go. He knew his assignments, and as you know, we move him all over the place, and he's done well with that.
He's obviously not a secret anymore. Are you having trouble finding ways to get in the ball through what I imagine is double, maybe triple coverage?
No. Trouble, yes, because of the quality of the people we're playing against, but nevertheless, we continue to try to, you know, find ways to put him in positions where he does at least get single coverage.
There was a heated exchange caught on camera on the TV broadcast between Coach Quinn and Steve Weatherford. Do you know anything about
it? No,
that,
I don't know anything about it, but if it was, then it was emotions in the moment, and I'm sure that's all it was. Okay. I want to say something about Ken Wisenhunt and his staff, too. Ken's an excellent football coach. Obviously, going through the first-year process here, but he's a good coach, and his staff is a good staff.
Thank